a 2-0 win over the Houston Astros last night. And finally, Patrick Eves scored two goals to lead the Stars to a 4-0 victory over the playoff-bound Anaheim Ducks. Jordy Benn finally tallied for the first time in 3 months. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. Visitingangels.com.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. High temperature today, about 85, 30% chance of showers, 40% chance of rain tonight with a low of 68. Then tomorrow, 50% chance of rain. Saturday and Saturday night the same, and 60% on Sunday. 73 WTAW College
Fox
Station.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. We could get a different look today at the altercation that led to Saturday's police shooting in South Carolina.
We cannot accept that kind of nonsense anymore.
That's a protester in North Charleston. The officer's charged with murder. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown's on the case live.
Dave, we've seen the cell phone video depicting the now fired North Charleston police officer Michael Slager shooting Walter Lamar Scott in the back after the officer said Scott threatened him and fled a traffic stop.
Just got shots fired. Subject is down. You grab my taser.
And that's the radio dispatch recording. Today we may get a new look from the police car dashboard camera. The footage has been under review by South Carolina's state law enforcement, which is investigating the incident, Dave.
Evan, Iran's president could throw a wrench in the works of the nuclear deal. Hassan Rouhani says he will not sign it unless sanctions are immediately lifted. The U.S. wants them phased out as part of that deal. In Baltimore, a secret police surveillance program has been detailed in court testimony. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
More than 4,000 times since 2007, the Baltimore Police Department used secretive cell phone surveillance, often withholding evidence of its existence from criminal trials and subpoenas. The Associated Press reporting that secrecy ordered by the federal government has led to dismissals in criminal cases. Equipment called Hailstorm can sweep up cell phone subscriber identity data by tricking phones into thinking it's using a cell tower. That data is then sent to police, allowing officers to locate a phone without the user even making a call or sending a text message, Dave.
Jared, unemployment lines were a little longer last week. First-time jobless claims rose to 281,000, but the closely watched four-week average is at its lowest level since 2000. Do you eat Sabra hummus? Be careful. The company's recalling 30,000 cases because of possible listeria contamination. It's only the classic hummus that Sabra makes, though one of the recalls is a classic and garlic double pack. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1818 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1818.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break. And it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Since 1957, Slobodchik Sausage in Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. We're proud to be home of the nice guys. That's why we offer Nice Guy Care. You'll get 1 year of tire rotations and oil changes on any of our new or certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Come see us today at Douglas Nissan on Highway 6 at University Drive.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Make the Chocolate Gallery a part of your Aggie tradition.
We offer officially licensed A&M products like handmade A&M bonbons and Gig'em Ice shortbread cookies.
Our chocolate Aggie ring crests, A&M University seals, and block ATM logos make perfect cake toppers and gifts.
Pre-order Aggie ring cakes for your special occasion from the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
The Aggie ring design is trademarked by the Association of Former Students and is used with permission.
WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Representatives of local youth soccer groups have called on the College Station City Council to not use Veterans Park for parking vehicles on Aggie football game days. City officials say they were shocked when they learned about a letter that went public Tuesday by the Brazos Valley Youth Soccer Association, which coordinates four leagues. City Manager Kelly Templin says soccer representatives have known about the potential of moving the Get to the Grid shuttle service since January. Templin says parks and recreation staff have had at least 9 meetings during February and March, and he expects more meetings between now and a city council workshop in 2 weeks.
Well, I guess there'll be a 10th meeting, maybe an 11th meeting. You know, we'll certainly reach out to the youth soccer folks. I think what we'll probably do is invite the university and you know, some elements there so that at least they can understand the accommodation that we're trying to bring about and perhaps how complicated this issue is.
Templin says the complications include the football team not knowing game times, which are set at the last minute due to television, and the Soccer Association hasn't finalized its fall schedule. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read the Soccer Association letter, Templin's reply, and a response to the manager's statement from the association. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan wants the Blinn College Board of Trustees to hold a second vote on a proposed compromise of his legislation, which restricts where tuition and fee revenue is spent at the campus where it's generated.
Rainey sent an email to Trustees President Douglas Bohart stating that he knew before the 3-3 vote that the seventh board member was on his way to Burnham from Houston. Bohart told WTAW News it is common practice for the board to proceed when a member is late and that there's been no discussion of taking a second vote. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Rainey said he wasn't pleased with the tie vote on the compromise he helped arrange with Bohart, who voted no, and Trustee Carolyn Miller. That would have delayed by 2 years the implementation of House Bill 1903 if it becomes law.
I think I've been over backwards trying to be accommodating in at least the application of the bill, and I think it's a reasonable bill.
Also on the Infomaniacs, Bryan Mayor Jason Bayansky says he was disappointed in the trustees' tie vote.
All we want in Bryan College Station is for our students and for our campuses to be taken care of. You know, if you're going to have a $10 million recreational center in Brenham, we'd like to have more than maybe a couple of picnic tables for our kids to eat on here in Bryan.
Bohart says 1903 and another bill drafted by Rainey calling for two Brazos County residents to be appointed to the Blinn Board violates the state and U.S. constitutions. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M police are asking for your assistance in two cases. One involves two students struck by pellets from a BB or pellet gun in the Northgate area earlier this month. Victims were struck Monday night and last Thursday night in the area of Cherry and Stasney. One victim was struck in the leg and face. The other was hit in the arm and hand. And on West Campus, another student was bitten by a dog who was taken away before the victim could get information. More details on both cases are online at WTAW.com. Bryan police have asked for your help in identifying a person of interest who attempted to use a stolen credit card 2 weeks ago at the CVS at Texas and Villa Maria. At WTAW.com, you can see the store video and contact information if you know the man. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert. That's your news on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Mostly cloudy for today. There's the potential for a passing shower or an isolated thunderstorm. It'll be breezy today, 85. Could see a few showers or thunderstorms across the area tonight. Lows will fall back to 65. Clouds tomorrow, the chance for showers and thunderstorms, high 75 to 80. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, lows near 65. Still a chance for showers and thunderstorms Saturday, high Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:10. Let's head over to Austin. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Scott.
Let's start with the budget. Finance Committee has approved the $211 billion budget. Did that yesterday.
That's right.
Your
passed
thoughts there?
15-0 out of the Finance Committee, and we'll be heading to the floor next week on Tuesday.
I guess you'll get it debated out there. And then comes the fun, the Conference Committee. where those differences will abound. But I think I heard Senator Nelson say things are at least closer in the two bills than it has been in previous sessions.
Well, I'm not 100% sure about that. There's always differences between the House version and the Senate version. But, you know, those priorities between the, you know, TRS and ERS retirement system and education and critical infrastructure like roads, we'll come to some resolution between the two versions. And I'm very hopeful that we'll have a resolution before we need to have a special session.
The I talked to a guy this week. He said when you talk to the senator, ask him how many train wrecks we've got coming in the next couple of weeks, because we're going to be a lot of button heads, I would think.
Well, you know, one of the more contentious things recently is the issue of tax cuts, and you know, I think the people of Texas spoke loudly regarding tax relief, and you know, when I think of it, I think of property tax relief and the franchise tax relief, and that's what the Senate version of the tax relief package does. The House came out with their own version, and it focuses more on it does provide franchise tax or business tax relief, but it incorporates also sales tax, but doesn't have any property tax relief. And so that's going to be a contentious issue that both the House and the Senate will have to find some path forward, because we only have so much money that we can allocate towards tax relief this session.
Certainly, as the demographics of Texas shift, as there are fewer people who might be property owners, they like that. In other words, the break as far as property tax is concerned is not as important to them. Sales tax, maybe that hits more Texans' pocketbooks.
Well, maybe, but also you're giving tax relief to potentially individuals that are from out of state, and also individuals that are not citizens. So, you know, we're going to give relief. I'd like to give it to Texas citizens through homeowners tax relief.
Senator Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin. Now, one of the big differences, a significant difference when it comes to border security, because the Senate part is over $800 million, and over on the House side it's only $565. And when you consider that this is a priority, certainly as far as the governor is concerned, what do you think is the washout there?
I think it's going to be closer to the Senate version. I believe the people of Texas spoke loudly and that we need to enhance border security and have an increased presence and training of DPS. And I believe that will be less contentious than most people believe.
Yesterday there were hearings having to do with the DREAM Act, continuation of that, the idea that there might be individuals who could get in-state tuition who maybe should not get that. The governor had called immigration certainly an emerging issue. House has passed a bill on that.
is the Senate dragging their feet on something that the governor does believe is important?
No, I don't think we're dragging our feet. We've passed over 100 bills from the Senate, and the House has only passed 8 bills.
Well, but having to do with immigration, necessarily.
In-state tuition, I think it's been heard, I think it will continue. It'll get a fair hearing in the Senate. We've been very busy with a number of other issues that are important to the people of Texas, and in-state tuition, and making sure that we have a fair system that doesn't reward illegal residents and give them in-state rates versus penalizing those children, for instance, that are from out of state and then come back in-state. I think that's an important issue, and I certainly look forward to seeing it addressed in the Senate.
Well, remind people, if you will, about Senate Bill 233, which you sponsored, having to do with the whole idea of tuition and the expenses involved there for college students.
Right, yes. You're talking about the Higher Education Affordability Act.
Right, exactly. Yes. Because tuition, obviously, a big part of that.
It is. It's a huge issue. And, you know, access to higher education is obviously tied to affordability, and I think we are really pushing out access for middle-class families. You're either rich enough to pay for it on your own or poor enough to get grants. But the vast middle ground of middle-class families are having an ever-increasingly difficult time to pay for higher education, and assuming larger and larger amounts of student debt, which hampers them long-term regarding their ability to start a business or to buy a home or to get married and move up in their life. So I think it's an issue that we need to address as a legislature. And I've brought forward that bill that would, one, freeze tuition and fees for a year, and thereafter allow increases only up to the rate of inflation.
I'd like to talk for a moment about, while it was not a committee that you sat on, it appears now that the Senate is going to move the integrity unit outside of the Travis County DA's office, put that under the AG. And again, remind us then how you feel about any concerns that, because here's what happens as I understand it, then let's say that elected politician A ends up being indicted, then in fact that investigation and trial would take place in their home district. I would have to think that taxes the resources of maybe a small Texas county if in fact the homegrown elected official is coming back there to be tried. That has to concern some Texans.
Well, I think the people that elected that official to office, should have a voice in any sort of integrity issue, corruption issue that official did or did not do. Right now, we have a system that is completely opposite, where one DA in a very blue county controls that public integrity unit, and that leads to abuses as well. So I think there's a middle ground there. We've looked at having the Texas Rangers, a special unit of the Texas Rangers, investigate kind of an independent look at these type of allegations before sending it on to the home county, and I think that's has a lot of validity, and I think it's a way forward regarding the public integrity union, what to do with it long term.
Texas Central High Speed Railway is trying to develop a high speed rail between Houston and Dallas that would have a stop. At least the plan would be near College Station, so that's of interest here.
Well, that's not promised.
No, it's not. And that's yesterday, in fact, the Senate Transportation Committee voted on a bill from Senator Kolkhorst mm-hmm. that would not allow this company to have eminent domain authority. Your thoughts on that?
Right. I'm opposed to this high-speed rail. I don't think long-term financially it's viable. If you look at what their ridership estimates are and their cost structure and the debt they have to assume. So in the end, I think they're going to be looking for subsidies by either the state or the federal government to kind of bail them out. And so I'm supportive of Senator Kolkhorst's bill that would strip the eminent domain authority from high-speed rail projects in Texas. I think the people of Senate District 5 would be disenfranchised with high-speed rail cutting across their land, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of stops, if any stops. And so you're taking their property for a private venture, and I just don't think that's the right path for Texas.
Is there a vision in your world where high-speed rail can happen in Texas? If so, what would that look like?
You know, I high-speed rail is very costly. I think in the world there's only one high-speed rail that is actually turns a profit, and that's in Japan. So I'm not a huge proponent of it in Texas. I think we need to improve our road infrastructure in Texas as our primary goal of transportation.
Charles Fortner joining us from Austin. Last week, among the many hearings that were held, a Texas A&M professor was over in Austin discussing the idea of banning texting while driving. And certainly there are a lot of states that have that. 45 states have some sort of texting ban. Mm-hmm. As one member of the Senate, what do you think Texas should be doing with that?
Well, we'll look at it. I have concerns about where does that stop. If you ban texting while driving, you know, what's next? Do you ban putting on mascara in the car, or, and do you pull people over up when they're doing that, or when they're reading something, or you know, turning a radio station? So, you know, there's texting with you know, looking at an application or an app, for instance, for navigation. Also, that is another issue. So I'm not a big right now. I'm disinclined to support that.
Yesterday seemed to be marijuana day on the House side. Remind people, if you will, of course, obviously people know you're a physician, but your thoughts on marijuana in Texas and what should the future be?
Yeah, I don't think it's the right path forward for Texas to have increased use and legal possession of marijuana in Texas.
Yesterday, Texas, and finally today, yesterday, Texas Senate committee voted to advance the measure that would stop cities from limiting immigration enforcement powers for local police, sanctuary cities, if you will. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I think laws are laws. And, you know, cities and municipalities don't need to be passing ordinances and that limit the enforcement powers regarding immigration to local law enforcement. So I think all our laws need to be upheld by our law enforcement individuals.
So it's early today, the vote that we mentioned about taking the integrity unit out of the Travis County DA's office, that'll happen today. Anything else that's...
Yeah, that was on the floor yesterday.
Okay.
And, yes, I voted for it. It was SB 10, I believe.
Okay. So now what else is going to be voted on maybe this week before we head into next week?
Well, I'm carrying the Department of Family and Protective Services Sunset Bill. It's a very important bill that reforms the CPS system here in the state of Texas. There's the budget, of course, coming up next Tuesday. You know, so there's a lot of other ancillary types of bills. There are all the other sunset bills, which I'm not the author of, but they'll be up over next week, too.
And I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you again, not any good news coming out for Commissioner Janik this week again. Any change as far as the forecast there?
No. Again, it's in the governor's court if he wants to change the leadership. You know, I respect Commissioner Janik. I know him personally. I think he's a good man. But oftentimes when the governor wants a change of tone and temperament in an agency, he'll start at the top and change the leadership. So if he wants to do that, I completely respect his will and his reasoning to do that as well.
State Senator Charles Fortner joins us on Thursdays while the Senate is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks. 8:22.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Gwen Shillings from the city of Bryan, and as has been the case for several of your events.
Oh, come on now.
He
give
says
me a
with
break.
A smile.
Give me a break. Yes, we've got family camp out this weekend, and of course, you know, we've got
weather.
A little bit of a weather issue, but you know what? We're still plunging forward. You know, it's Thursday.
You know, the last time it happened, though, the folks that I talked to said it was just terribly fun. Rain or not, they had
a
great time.
It is. We have a little few things we got to work out depending on that weather, but we are still going forward. I will make a call Friday afternoon, and anybody that has registered will get an email or phone number.
But barring severity, though, you guys have done it in the past if it was just raining,
we've
right?
We've done it through wind. We've done it through rain. We've done it through just about everything. So we're, like I said, we're still planning forward, and we've got the fire pit already made as of yesterday, so we're excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't registered and you do want to come out and you're just going to wait till that last minute to really see how the weather's going to do for you, you can come and do so at 3 o'clock on Saturday. And also the registration fee is $10 for adults and $7 for the kiddos that day. We'll have A Bug's Life, the movie showing. And so with that, we have a lot of themed crafts and games, and of course with that registration fee, it's all free. I mean, the food, we do everything for you. We set the tent up.
I was gonna say, now you can rent tents.
You can rent tents.
Can you rent tents on Saturday?
We will have a few extras, yes. So and with that, we'll also set them up for you and take them down.
What do they need to bring?
Just anything that they want to camp, you know, that they would camp with. Sleeping bags, pillows, any of their necessities. But we provide the food. We'll have dinner, our famous hot dogs. And we do s'mores by the campfire. We also provide breakfast that morning. And then loadout is at 9 a.m.
So for all the details, where can they go?
BrianTX.gov.
Can you sign up there, too, or do you just need to go?
You can sign up there until Friday morning.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We've got a studio full of people today. Chris Dyer's here, the CEO of the Arts Council. How are you today?
Good, doing great.
Wonderful. So we got guests. Let's get cracking, huh?
We do. The Arts Council has a Navasota Artist in Residence program mm-hmm. in lovely Grimes County, right down the street yeah. in the historic Horlock House, where we solicit artists from all over the country, actually all over the world, to come in and do a six-month residency in the house to really further their careers, bolster their portfolios, do shows, or you know, pursue further education. So it's a really exciting partnership program that we have. And I have them all in here in the studio with us today.
Wonderful. Let's talk first of all to Lisa. Lisa, good morning. Welcome back, as a matter of fact. You've been with us before.
Yeah, I was actually in the last group, so I've already been here for about 6 months. And then I reapplied with the Arts Council because I was interested in staying in the area, and so now I'm actually teaching classes at the Arts Council, their after-school programs and everything, and I'm still living at the Horlock House and making art.
So tell me how you've changed in the time that you've been here.
I've definitely become a stronger artist and a stronger advocate for my art. When I first got here, I didn't know what to say about my art or how to explain it to people, but now I'm getting really good at that, and I feel a lot more confident about my work, and I've actually filled that gallery space with all new work. So everything in there has been created in the last 6 months.
Well, outstanding. Where do you want to go next, you know?
I want to stay here a little bit longer, and eventually I would like to go to graduate school, but I'm just kind of playing things out and seeing where my art takes me, where my career takes me, and when I'm ready, I'm ready.
Okay, good. Thanks. Let's talk to Heidi. Heidi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Now tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, goodness. I'm from New Orleans. I do large-scale oil paintings, and I'm starting to scale that back a little bit, and I'm working on scenes from my childhood.
Large-scale, is that like 4 by 8 feet, or how big?
I've done 8 feet.
Have you?
Yes, I have. 6 by 6, 4 by 5, so, but I'm going down.
What is it that makes the large, physical large piece appeal to you?
I guess just it's presence, and it's almost easier to work big, you know, even with detail, it's easier to just have that space. So
do you eventually want to go to smaller, or do you want to stay in the big format?
That's what I'm doing now. I'm going okay. smaller, and I was going 2 by 2, but I keep getting smaller and smaller, so.
What was the attraction to Navasota that brought you here?
Just the residency is the main thing that got me here in the first place. This is my second residency. I did one in Florida a couple of years ago. And it was just time for me to move on. I've been in Mississippi for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just time for me to find the next chapter.
Had you been to Texas before this?
I have a daughter that lives in Austin.
Okay.
So
kind of knew the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, very good. Well, welcome in. Thank you. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Good. Move right up next to that microphone. There you go. There you go. That's okay. Good. And where did you come from?
I came here directly from Oahu.
Uh-huh.
So been living out there for 5 years.
Okay.
And from Chicago originally.
So now how long have you been an artist?
I've been drawing pretty much all my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what drew you to Hawaii first from Chicago? That's a big difference.
Well, I always had a dream of going back to Hawaii from a family vacation that we took when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got into graduate school for painting and drawing out there, and I was offered a teaching position as a graduate assistant. So I took that opportunity, and I went out there.
Sure. So now what brings you to Navasota then?
The residency. I was applying, and Molly and Chris called back. And so luckily, I caught the phone call. And it sounded like a great chance to come out here and get influenced by the local surroundings and see the birthplace of Texas and do some collaborative work out here with the community.
Now, tell us a little bit about your medium. What do you work in?
Traditionally, or usually, I'm doing watercolor, graphite, ink. But like I said recently, more collaborative, larger scale, like mural-sized works.
Now, how long have you been here?
3 weeks.
Okay. What was the first thing that attracted you when you got here? What was it that really captured your attention? Was there anything in particular?
It has a charm. Like, it's out of a different era charm, but it's also kind of like on the verge of becoming something different. You know, it's got a mystique about it.
Now, but, you know, but we don't have any large, you know, bodies of water. We don't have the mountains and the oceans that you had in Hawaii.
I actually found some perch in the fields. So I'm aware now that it floods here sometimes.
Yes, it will do that.
And there's fields or oceans of green, which is awesome. I mean, I'm from Illinois originally and used to like the plains, so yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, good. Welcome. I'm glad you can be here. All right. Well, there you go, Chris. That's pretty interesting. I appreciate you bringing them in so we could learn a little bit about these new artists.
Well,
and
you can see why they were selected. I mean, we had probably 50 or 60 that applied.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very full field of artists, a lot of talent from all over the country. And so these guys just really stood out with their work and their personalities. And we're happy to keep Lisa. I'm happy she chose to stay around.
Mm-hmm.
And the city of Navasota is just doing so many things in the arts. And we also have a College Station artist in residency that we have open right now. So we're taking applications for that so that we're right here in Bryan College Station.
That's neat. If they want some more information on this or anything else that's going on, where do they go?
Go to acbv.org and look at all the arts events, and they'll have an open house coming up very soon in Navasota, and we'll keep you all posted on that.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Today, the next big industry that will fall victim to what's called disruptive technology. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Looking forward to your tax refund? Hey, so are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once an identity thief gets a hold of your tax forms, they know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity, and even your life savings, is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841. Since the PC revolution began in the 1970s, we've divided new technology innovations into two groups. There's sustaining technology, the kind of innovations that improve products or processes and lower prices. Think of eBay. Consider how we now compare prices online, too. But there's also something called disruptive technology. Think digital cameras and the collapse of Kodak and Polaroid. Think Uber, where just last year, Uber was responsible for only 15% of paid car rides. This year, Uber will top 50%. The taxi business, as we know it, is dying. The next big disruption is cable and satellite TV. At this very moment, streaming video is causing millions to cancel their subscriptions. Very soon, citywide wireless Wi-Fi will be here, audio streaming and your favorite apps right in your cars. And Sirius Satellite Radio will be in the same boat as cable TV. Get all the breaking tech news at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council is being asked not to use Veterans Park as a parking lot for the Texas A&M home football game shuttle service. The Brazos Valley Youth Soccer Association, which coordinates four leagues involving 1,300 players, sent a letter on Tuesday that surprised City Manager Kelly Templin because Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz and his staff had multiple meetings with the association board the last 2 months.
They were shocked when the letter came out yesterday. David was in Austin testifying on a legislative matter. David wanted to reach out as early as possible to the soccer community because of any possible impacts there, which resulted in 9 meetings.
Templin says the Soccer Association has been given additional dates to use Veterans Park along with other city parks, and the city continues to negotiate with A&M regarding Get to the Grid.
If we could do something to take those vehicles off the road and keep them from close proximity to the campus, keep them out of the neighborhoods, particularly on the south side, we were interested in having the discussion with the university. And that's what's taking place.
The Soccer Association says other parks won't work due to neighborhood traffic concerns and the quality of the fields. The issue has been scheduled for the City Council's workshop in 2 weeks. Templin says it could not be included in tonight's agenda because state law requires 72 hours notice. There are new developments in proposed changes at Blinn College on how revenue is spent on the Bryan and Brenham campuses.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan, who has filed legislation calling for money to stay on the campus where it's generated, wants trustees President Douglas Bohart to call another meeting to vote again on the motion that was defeated the night before last on a 3-3 vote. Rainey says Bohart knew the 7th board member was on his way to the meeting in Brenham from Houston. Bohart replied to WTAW News there's been no talk of a second vote and that it's common practice for the board to proceed when a member is late. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Rainey thought he had worked out a compromise to delay implementation for 2 years if House Bill 1903 passes.
One board member even saying, well, Washington County owns Blinn, and I'm paraphrasing, and we deserve a return on our investment without ever giving any consideration to the needs of the students of the campus in Bryan. And that kind of frankly set me off.
Rainey was referring to comments made by Blinn trustee Richard Powell, who voted against the compromise.
The citizens of Washington County own and operate the campus, and they are going to be entitled to no return on their investment if this is allowed to stand and if he's successful.
Rainey and trustees agreed they expect the bill to pass the House Higher Education Committee. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
From Austin, Education Commissioner Michael Williams has announced math scores from state-mandated standardized tests for students in 3rd through 8th grade won't be included when calculating this year's state accountability ratings. Williams says that's after hearing from teachers who said students would need a transition year to adjust to new testing requirements. The Texas House has passed a pre-kindergarten plan that school administrators and education groups say isn't enough. The plan from Governor Abbott does not provide for an all-day pre-K or expand eligibility. Instead, the state would give districts more money to improve existing programs. Abbott says there needs to be a study of the impact of his $130 million plan. The House also moved ahead with nearly $5 billion in proposed tax cuts, including a first-ever reduction in the state's sales tax.
The Senate proposed $4.6 billion in business and property tax cuts. The House version, $4.8 billion. State Representative Dennis Bonin claims it does a better job of equally spreading the wealth through sales tax cuts.
The rate will drop from 6.25% to 5.95%. The average family of four will save $172 per year.
House House Democrats like Trey Martinez Fisher don't see tax cuts as a necessary priority.
Fix our infrastructure, take care of our needs. If there is anything left over, then give it back.
They do believe the House cuts are more fair. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Federal health authorities say three additional people have become ill from a foodborne illness linked to some Bluebell ice cream products. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the number of people sickened by listeriosis has increased. The CDC says three people in Texas have the same strain of listeria previously found in five others at a Kansas hospital. There's a traffic advisory in College Station. Victoria will be closed from Fitch to Barron from 8:30 until 1 today for public safety training. Again, that's Victoria from Fitch to Barron. Bryan police have asked for your help in identifying a person of interest who attempted to use a stolen credit card 2 weeks ago at the CVS at Texas and Villa Maria. At WTAW.com, you can see the store video and find contact information if you know the man. Also on our website are suspect descriptions of those responsible for shooting pellet or BB guns at two Texas A&M students in the Northgate District. Texas A&M police say Monday night and last Thursday night, the victims were hit in the area of Stasney and Cherry. One was hit in the arm and hand, the other hit in the face and leg. University police also received a report from a student who was bitten by a dog on West Campus the night before last. Then the dog's owner took off with their pet before offering any information. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt today and we'll give you a $50 Walmart e-gift card.
$50 Walmart e-gift card.
You could get a refund and get a $50 e-gift card to spend at Walmart.
50 big ones.
Get it at any of our 6300 neighborhood Jackson Hewitt locations.
Knock, knock. Who's there? $50.
It's our gift to you for giving us a try.
How much do we love you? $50.
File for a $50 gift. Simple as that.
Holler.
File your taxes at any of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations, including nearly 3,000 in Walmart stores, and get a $50 Walmart e-gift card instantly. Jackson Hewitt. Working hard for the hardest working. Ask a tax pro or see jacksonhewitt.com for terms and conditions.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Plenty of cloudiness today. There may be a passing shower or thunderstorm. It'll be breezy and warm with temperatures reaching 85. Tonight, clouds, scattered showers and storms, lows overnight near 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible during the day tomorrow, too. Highs will be 75 to 80. There's a chance of showers tomorrow night, lows near 65. Still some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday. High Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:42. And the Disney Channel says next season's Girl Meets World will begin on Monday, May 11th, in case you care. Okay.
Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
Instead of Boy Meets World.
Right. That's, okay. I think it's a kind of a...
Yeah, it's actually stuff. Pretty good.
Oh. Very well. Crisscross applesauce, do you?
No.
Oh, okay, just asking, that's all.
9-year-old that likes to cuddle.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
Chin on it. The hands on the elbows. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, like I could get down Indian style right now. Yeah.
Cops in Florida arrested a man for allegedly keeping a baby alligator in his son's bedroom. Now, because it was in his son's bedroom or because it was a baby alligator, see? Kevin Gill says that cops were searching his home on a warrant when they found the reptile. Oh, well, Kevin must be doing some other things.
I was going to say, what were they looking for to start with?
He said, I didn't think it was a big deal because there's millions of them, and they say they took them off the endangered species list. But officials say it's illegal to keep an alligator in Florida without a license and special training. He faces felony charges. Wow. Now, we all hope to train our dogs, right? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. When police in Brazil raided an alleged drug dealer's house, all the suspects dropped to the ground in surrender, including the dog.
I said sit.
Yes, military and civil police raided the home and ordered suspected gang members to the floor. Authorities say the dog at the home initially was barking at them, but quickly dropped to the ground when the humans did. Two men arrested, but the dog was later released. He had nothing to do. Hey, I was innocent. It was like this when I got here. Yeah. They were doing the drugs before I got here. The new Tesla showed up yesterday.
Did it?
Only cost $75,000.
Yeah, we expected that.
Bit pricier than the models that it replaces, which is your basic no-frills all-electric Model S. It costs $70,000. The company says the latest edition of the Model S will reportedly come with dual-motor all-wheel drive. It also will feature 70 kWh battery that's good for a 240-mile driving range. Reasonable. When it starts running out of power, does it start going slower, or does it just dead stop? Do we know?
I don't. I know they have three driving modes. There's the conservative, there's normal, and then sporty, I think.
Okay.
And it pegs you to the back of your seat.
Oh, wow.
That's because it's instant torque.
It's torqued.
Yeah. It also has navigation, a blind spot monitor, and automatic keyless access. If you can afford to buy a Mercedes E-Class or a Beamer 5 Series, the Tesla will run about the same price after you file your federal tax credits. For those of you who are looking for your cheaper all-electric car, Tesla is promising they will roll out an entry-level Tesla 3 with a price tag of $34,000 in about 2 years.
I was wrong. There's two speeds, sport and insane.
Well, that's good. I like that.
There's a YouTube video of people who don't expect that, who don't know what kind of car this is, and they're just sort of driving around, and then all of a sudden the driver guns it, and their reactions are profane in some cases.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, not to split hairs, but the one the mode that sets you back in your seat, I believe, is called insane.
Yeah, yes. Just talking about. Yeah. Have you driven it, or you just want one?
Oh, just seen the video. And the video experience.
Yeah, I understand.
It's funny.
But that's good. That's great. That is great marketing. Great marketing.
Absolutely.
To do that. That's not bad. All right, here's our latest. Let me just duck right in here next to the wheel of the jetliner and see if I can get somewhere. 21-year-old Mario Steven Ambarita survived freezing temperatures and a one-hour flight from Sumatra to Jakarta. Later admitted to climbing into the wheel housing when the plane paused at the end of the runway just before liftoff. How does that happen? How does he get there? Sounds like they have some security issues that need to be taken care of. Unclear what charges will be pressed against him, but the wheel was pressed against him. Got that? Okay, thank you. Police say that he was dazed and staggered when he crawled out of the housing. Yeah, I can imagine. Probably right. Hunter in Ontario, Canada, shot himself in the toe, got fined $1,500.
For being dumb.
Yeah, Richard Chamberlain of someplace in Canada, that doesn't matter, was hunting small game when he fired at a grouse and missed. Went back to his truck but forgot to unload his weapon. As he sat down, the 12-gauge fired, and the shot went right through his big toe into the floorboard of the truck.
That's why there are T-shirts that say, stupid hurts.
That's right. Doctor had to amputate the toe, or what was left of it.
Blew.
Fined for discharging a firearm without a due care and having a loaded firearm in the vehicle. So he gets charged for two things, and his shoes will never fit the same again on that foot. Just saying. So, college basketball finished. Baseball just starting. Oh, I got a story about baseball later, if there's anybody who cares. It's the NHL and the NBA. So, yeah, basically stuff that nobody cares about.
Hey!
But it is Masters Week. What? Hey, you know that's true.
I like hockey.
Well, I do too, but that doesn't mean many people do.
No, that's very true.
Rory McIlroy is the favorite at 11-2. Jordan Spieth, is that his name?
That is correct.
8-1, and Bubba Watson at 10-1. The Tigster at 33-1. 33-1 will Tiger make it. And the part of your brain that understands sarcasm has been found.
Oh,
yeah,
shut
right.
Up.
Yeah. We all have that same thought. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University looked at the brains of 24 patients who no longer understood sarcasm. All of the patients had a stroke that affected the right hemispheres of the brain. Patients with damage in the right sagittal stratum, I believe is the way they say that, part of the brain, turns out to be the ones that lost their sarcasm detectors. That's because that part of the brain is a bundle of neural fibers that connects a number of brain regions, including those that process auditory and visual information. Knowing this can make it easier for stroke patients' families to be able to communicate. This is because you literally have to be literal with those people. Well, that's kind of interesting to be able to get
sort of like being online. I hope they use this research to come up with a sarcasm font.
Ooh, that is
sorely missing.
They have been talking about that for years.
Oh,
and
anything.
There needs to be one.
Or you don't have to write it. I mean, isn't that okay? Actually communicating with somebody.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Do a tone of voice thing. I mean, I don't know, but come up with something like that.
When I was dating my wife, we'd get into little, not arguments, but whenever things turned sour on AOL Instant Messenger, I'd pick up that phone and dial her and say, I'm sorry, we need to talk. There's clearly a miscommunication.
Yeah, sure.
And it works. Yeah. It worked. We never had an argument. Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I didn't know you were being sarcastic.
No, your butt's not that big. I swear to God.
Since 1957, Slobodchik Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slobodchik is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slobodchik. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slobodchik Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
There are some things you can rely on this time of year. The days will get longer, the weather warmer, and Batteries Plus bulbs will have the exact Duracell Ultra motorcycle, lawn and garden, and marine batteries you need to get the season started right. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Right now at Batteries Plus Bulb, save $30 on X2 Power Marine Batteries after mail-in rebate and instant savings. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds of which your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
8:51 makes it about 9 till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Anybody who goes to the dollar store knows there are products in there from, any number of places. And
that don't cost a dollar.
Yeah, that's also true.
I know.
Get confused right there. And while they may be fine for some things, there are some potential problems out there. Recent testing by the consumer testing group Healthy Stuff found a lot of items containing chemicals associated with diabetes and asthma and thyroid and kidney disease and stuff like that.
Goodness.
So here's some things that you might want to buy elsewhere. Electronic accessories like extension cords or USB charging and cell phone charger cables for dollar stores tested very high in chlorine. A sign that the items were made with plastic, and it's a plastic that's called polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, which is a cancer causer. plastic kitchen utensils, those black slotted spoons and spatulas and stuff like that, contain bromine, which is linked to cancer. Ooh. Metallic Christmas garland and metallic beads, maybe not a good idea. Metal children's jewelry, yeah, especially if you're placing it on their skin, because if it's got lead in it, that could leach. And you have to understand that in other parts of the world, we don't make lead toys anymore here. But they may be doing that in other places, especially if you have little ones who might stick that stuff in their mouth. And removable wall stickers. Don't be tempted to decorate your child's room with stickers of sports stars or holiday graphics. They might contain PVC.
Hmm. Just tell the kid not to lick it.
Well, that's all. Well, yeah. That's what you would hope. But you never know. The PETA pit in Harrisonburg, Pennsylvania, turned out to be a mosh pit for Jonathan Martinez. The manager of the PETA pit, Jonathan, says that Jonathan came in, started flipping tables and chairs over and pushing cash registers onto the floor and assaulting the soda machine.
What'd the soda machine do to him?
I don't know. Anyway, obviously the manager called 911. And then the problem child, Mr. Martinez, left the store, ran into traffic, stopping cars, sitting on their hoods, and then started assaulting random people. He had a bad day, didn't he?
Apparently.
Very, very bad day, as a matter of fact. So, okay, I think Disney's decided they're going to make as much money as they possibly can out of taking some of their cartoon characters and doing live action. Next version's going to be Pinocchio. Is that Geico commercial? Is that right?
What?
If you've seen it, that's fine.
And you've got potential.
That's right.
And you've got potential.
Uh-oh. Pinocchio came out in 1940. I didn't realize it was that old. Anyway, it reports that the Mighty Mouse House has already hired a writer to flesh out a script and loosely based on the original story about the marionette carved from wood who dreams of becoming a real boy and has a little problem with telling the truth. So we'll see if that happens. Oh, here's a shock. Lionsgate Films, those are the people who put out Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1, going for Part 2 this fall. I know, it's shocking, isn't it? Next, they apparently are going to do a movie based on the Odyssey, the Homer Odyssey.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
so
then
there.
The following, you got to do the Iliad next.
Yep, you got to do that. The 10-year journey from the Trojan Wars. If you'll remember, Kirk Douglas starred back in 1954 in the film Ulysses, and there have been several films that have been inspired by the poem. So we'll see how that works out. Kelly Clarkson needs more money. So now she's got a line of greeting cards. New cards from American Greetings available at Walmart right now. The cards are bright and colorful with illustrated characters, including one that looks a whole lot like Kelly. It's a big card.
Too many little sisters.
Oh,
penis.
Scott!
Anyway, apparently it sings. It has her singing. She sings "Happy Birthday" when you open it up. So,
oh, did she pay the royalties?
A little
that?
Bit of Kelly Clarkson. I would guess so. Hello.
Yeah. Does that marionette that has trouble telling the truth? Does he also dream of becoming president?
Oh my!
Learn about
tree and land conservation.
Wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
And here he comes!
It's the Crawfish Man.
He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
I'm your crawfish.
That's right, Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. On the weekend, look for us in Bryan at that Exxon store, Boonville at Briarcrest, right across the street from Allen Academy. Crawfish, shrimps, filet, gumbo, and more. Call 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
On that computer, crawfishtogo.com.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, you ready? Can you do this? 24 sit-ups in a minute.
Yes.
13 probably. Push-ups without stopping.
Yes. Yes.
300-meter sprint in 83 seconds.
Meters, hold on.
Yeah. Probably, but I would be it would be unpleasant.
And 1.5 miles in 15 minutes.
No.
That's what it will take for you to stay in the FBI if you're over the age of 50.
Jeez.
And you'll have to do it every year. Younger agents will have to raise the bar a bit to get a job or stay with the agency. And if you're a female agent over the age of 50, you'll have to do that. You'll have to do 14 sit-ups, 5 push-ups, 300 meters in 113 seconds.
Do they measure alcohol tolerance and propensity for partying?
That's not very nice. Fortune magazine reports 13,500 agents and federal agencies have until October to take the test. So they're going to get testy soon. As it gets to the time when they have to be doing that, they're probably not going to be very much fun to be around. So just letting you know. All right, let me see. It's a couple of minutes till. Robert Cavalier de La Salle discovered the mouth of the Mississippi River, claimed it for France, and named it Louisiana on this date in 1862. Did fine till he got to Navasota.
I was going to say, everything was great till he got here.
Well, his man did it. I mean, you know. Did you know that this was the day that we were introduced to the original astronauts? Can you name them? The original